Welcome to Astro Unicorn number 20.
Emotions are alien to me. I'm a scientist.
Someone else might believe that. Your shipmates, your captain. But not me. Come.
What type of mood were you in when you recorded that album?
Nothing but magic.
Moody Man with a very nice track called Yon. Thanks to Aaron from Detroit who hooked me up with this track. Apparently it's a cut of Interview from Electrifying Mojo with Prince or something from the early 80s. He cut that up, put a beat under it. Apparently that's what I was told. Next track is Shifted Faces, aka Drexia. So deep it's dangerous. So put on your life vest. Thank you. incredible deep shifted faces, the cosmic memoirs of the late great Robert G. Rosentrope, aka Drexia, crossing the Sun Ra Nebula. No matter what people say, Drexia is spiritual. Just listen to that bass line. Doom, doom, doom. Incredible. Next track is gonna be Duracell from The Hague with a cult track from the 90s called U-Turn. Apparently, rumor has it that there's gonna be a new album out from him. Syncom Data Records, SD Records. This is a U-Turn. with a really nasty vocoder. Really nasty sounding. So check it out.
We stand alone on this planet. Make me hold on to this name. Why this technology called the Hydra? Is the generation and the is the man. We stand alone on this planet. Make me hold on to this name. Why this technology called the Hydra? Is the generation. Thank you.
1901 from 1997, 1998 or something. Anyways, here's next track is Nico and Affection with the track Das Lied von einsamen Mädchen, the song of lonely girls. For all the lonely girls out there.
Und ihr Herz so tot.
like that voice of Nico, really low and deep. It was sensual somehow. Next up is Tony Carey, aka Yellow Power, with Queen of Scots. Also found there, it's a Sheila Chandra with All I Want Is More.
Take down the answer. Ooh.
Sheila Chandra, All I Want Is More. Apparently it's the same person that sang some of the Lord of the Rings soundtracks in like Enya style, you know, soundtrack. And she also was an actress in the early 80s, where she played a character in Grange Hill or something, a BBC children's drama. After that, she embarked on a music career. Made some nice tracks. Next up is Tangerine Dream. Again from the Sorcerer soundtrack. Check out those Moog sequences. Flashback. Next up is Beach Boys.
I wish they I guess I just wasn't made.
I think. Before that we heard the making of Ultraman by Japanese Telecom. Here's another track in that style by Intellivision. What is it? I'm confused. It's the same guy, Japanese Telecom, I'm pretty sure. Must be.
Thank you. Oh, yes. Just north of Stony Point, New York, on the Hudson, I met the Dan Citroen. Would be very heavy now, from 1977. Plus, you add to that that atomic site right across the river, and you've got a perfect sighting area. Well, that seems to follow a rather human pattern. Well, there's nothing saying that the atomic sites across the country seem to attract absolutely.
You heard the ultra rare Strange Life number 14, Franz Falkenhayn's release, released only on micro cassette. And now we're gonna play the last track of the show, which is the Music Cargo remix of Crackle's disco track.